I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program today, we're going to meet a recording engineer who worked side by side with some of the biggest names in rock music. And he shares his story in a book, Abbey Road to Ziggy Stardust. Ken Scott is in St. Louis as part of Webster University's annual Audio Student Summit. We'll also talk to Simon Kelly of the St. Louis Art Museum about the new exhibition, Impressionist France, Visions of Nation from Legray to Monet. But first, we'll begin with this. Sunday afternoon at Powell Hall, Stephen Jarvie conducts the St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra in a concert featuring cellist Grant Rue, playing Elgar's Cello Concerto, which we just heard part of. Grant is a junior at John Burroughs School. He's been part of the youth orchestra for 4 years, winning this year's concerto competition, and he joins us now along with youth orchestra manager Jessica Ingraham. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Steve.
Good day.
Thank you.
First, Grant, congratulations on your win.
Oh, thank you.
And some people will remember you from last year's Teen Talent competition at the Fox, which you won as half of, and I love the name of your duo, two mellow cello fellows. Who is your partner?
Christopher Halen. He goes to Whitfield.
David Halen's son, right? Yeah. You know, and I saw that on the internet. I'm not sure if it was YouTube or what, but people can find it out there. Is it YouTube?
Yeah, you can. If you just search two mellow cello fellows on YouTube, it'll probably be the first link.
Yeah, it's worth looking up. I do want to plug this year's Teen Talent competition because it's right around the corner. 1 week from Friday, the competition is presented by the Fox Performing Arts Charitable Foundation. It'll be at the Fox April 4th, 1 week from Friday. So you can find out more information about that, and that's always kind of a fun thing to do. Well, Jessica, the St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra consists of something like 100 young musicians from St. Louis and beyond.
That's correct. We actually have 110 musicians in the youth orchestra. They range in age from 12 to 22, and they're from all over the bi-state region.
Right, everywhere from, I think, as far away as Springfield, Illinois, Rolla.
Yep.
And who knows where else, right? And what they do is, I don't know if it's around the year, but you rehearse every week, and you end up having a couple of performances, at least a couple, during the season.
We do. We rehearse on Saturdays during the St. Louis Symphony season. And we have three concerts a season at Powell Hall, and our second one is coming up here on March 23rd, this Sunday.
Leonard Slatkin founded the youth orchestra back in 1970, and Grant, you can comment on this too, but what a great launch pad for a young person's career.
It's an amazing, amazing opportunity. And we're really excited. Every time Leonard Slatkin comes into town, Maestro Slatkin stops by and says hi to the youth orchestra and conducts a rehearsal. And so we're going to be hosting him again in, I think, April or May.
So you've been in the youth orchestra, what, 4 years?
Four years. It's a really great program. We have these beyond rehearsals every other week around, and we get to have amazing opportunities with musicians with the symphony. We have sectionals. They help us with our music, learning our music. And we have this annual side-by-side where we actually get to sit next to the symphony members. And David Robertson conducts us, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, now that's something you have to audition for, so you did that 4 years ago. What do you remember about that audition?
Yes, it's kind of nerve-wracking. So you walk into Powell Hall, and it's sort of the first time I'd ever been on Powell Hall stage. And it's like, wow, you look out and you see all the seats and it's behind a screen, so you can't see the judges, and you just try and play your best and see what happens.
And he evidently did.
Yeah.
Right. Jessica, as youth orchestra manager, but let me back up a little bit. The concerto competition grant that you won this year, what did you play?
The Elgar Cello Concerto.
Oh, the one. Okay, the one you're going to be playing.
Yeah.
Jessica, as I understand, you are the manager, and as manager, the young people submit what they're going to play in the competition, and you approve it. So I'm just curious, what would cause you not to approve a piece?
There's a couple factors. Some music is rental only, and sometimes we can't get the music or if the rental costs are just too high. Also, we do have to take into consideration the level and the ability of our players as well. We don't want to take on something that in the end, we're not going to put out the best final product as well. So.
Grant, would you talk a little bit about Elgar's Cello Concerto and why you chose that and what it means to you?
Sure. The Elgar Cello Concerto has been my favorite cello piece for a while now. I'd heard a couple of my older peers play it at music camp, and it really spoke to me, and I fell in love with the piece. I started listening to it online. I found recordings of Yo-Yo Ma playing it and Jacqueline Dupre, and I just really fell in love with the piece. And so the piece itself, it's Edward Elgar. He's a British composer, and he actually composed it in 1918 to 1919, which was, you know, just after World War I. So there was a lot of anguish going on, and it really showcases the passion and the different kinds of sounds that the cello can make.
I'm sure there are parts of it that are challenging to you, or you wouldn't be interested in it.
Yes, so, it's very technically challenging.
Can you explain that to a layman, what you find challenging about this piece?
Sure. There's the technical aspect. So there's a lot of really fast sort of spiccato notes that you have to – it takes a lot of different bow technique that you have to use. And there's many fast passages that are sort of twisting in your left-hand fingers. And so there's also the musical aspect. You have to really dedicate all you have to the piece to really showcase what it has to offer.
Jessica, from your point of view, would you talk a little bit about Grant as an artist?
Yeah, Grant is a fantastic artist. He's such a great model for what the youth orchestra musicians are. You know, our youth orchestra musicians really are ambassadors for music for the St. Louis Symphony. Grant has a very high level of dedication, and along with that, a lot of talent.
Not all the people involved in the youth orchestra go on to have a career in music, although many have.
True, very true.
Right?
Yeah, there's just not enough jobs for everyone, I think, that goes through and just loves music to be involved or playing in music, unfortunately. We had the opportunity to have Yo-Yo Ma come and speak to the youth orchestra this season. It was fantastic. And one of the things he was talking about was our whole musician concept. And he said to the kids, you know, every job that's out there was created by somebody. Mm-hmm. So find where that need is in your community and where your music can really speak and create that job for yourself.
That's Jessica Ingraham, the manager of the St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra. We're also talking to Grant Rue, who will be performing this Sunday. He'll be performing Elgar's Cello Concerto at Pell Hall. So, Grant, are you, like, focused like a laser on a career in music?
I'm not sure yet, you know.
Really? Yeah. No, I didn't expect that answer.
It's definitely a possibility. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do. Probably go to college, explore different things. A double major is also very possible. So,
what might you major in besides music?
I'm not sure yet. Maybe physics or some sort of science.
I don't know why I thought you needed to have this all planned out. I know I certainly didn't when I was a junior in high school.
Yeah.
But what else is on the program on Sunday, Jessica?
We're also going to be performing Tchaikovsky's Fifth Symphony and Wagner's Rienzi Overture as well.
Mm-hmm. Grant, you're 17 now. Mm-hmm. You're a junior at John Burroughs. Are you involved in, besides music, are you involved in any other extracurricular activities?
Yeah. I play varsity tennis for the John Burroughs tennis team. It's a lot of fun for me. And I've also recently gotten kind of into chess. So I'm part of the chess club.
How good are you? Be honest.
I'm not as good as I'd like to be.
I'm sure you've checked out the World Chess Hall of Fame here in St. Louis.
What
a neat place, huh?
Yeah, it's an awesome place.
Have you been there for any events, or what have you seen there?
I've actually they have the world's largest chess piece there, actually.
Right out front.
Yeah. It's very cool. And then they have the chess club right across the street from there. And they have, like, a bunch of grandmasters just come and give lectures. And
Well, how much time do you have for chess or the other things that you're doing? With the youth orchestra rehearsing every Saturday, I mean, and that's at Pell Hall. I don't know what you do at home as far as rehearsals. So I guess what I'm getting at is being a serious musician, how time consuming is it for you?
Some weeks it's pretty rough, and other weeks, you know, you have some leeway. But it's with schoolwork, balancing schoolwork, you know, chess, tennis, and cello, it can be a struggle sometimes. But, you know, you get by.
Jessica, maybe you talk a little bit about that, just about the kids and how this affects their life and consumes their life.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the word consume so much.
I meant that in a good way.
I know. it is amazing at the level of involvement it takes to study music. And so the kids do spend a lot of time in private lessons in their school ensembles and outside groups. And then when you look at the span of all the activities, we have a kid that runs track mm-hmm. and one that plays football and, you know, so many speech and debate and robotics teams. And I think it's just just a trait that goes with studying music. It's that always active and engaged and busy and just really involved. And with today's youth trying to get into some of the top universities, and it's so competitive, you really do need to have that level of involvement.
Where would you like – have you thought, Grant, where you might like to go to school?
No, I'm not sure yet.
That I like this about you, though, that you're not – that you don't feel like you have to have everything planned out too much.
It's not
I mean, you got to take a little bit as it comes.
Yeah.
Right. Do you the other youth orchestra members, what kind of bond or friendships do you form with them? Do you get to know them on a personal level, too?
Oh, yeah. I have many friends from the youth orchestra. A lot of them have graduated already since I've been here for a little bit, and I keep in touch with a lot of them. Sometimes I play some video games online with them. Keep in touch with them. It's a lot of fun.
I was going to ask you, because I did know that you were into video games. I was going to ask you what you liked, but it wouldn't mean anything to me.
I like this one game called StarCraft, but that's pretty much all I do.
Uh-huh. So what about summer plans? Do you have any?
As of this summer, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do yet. Probably just stay home, maybe try and find a job, practice a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, practice. That's good. Jessica, every year the youth orchestra has auditions because that's the way you get into this.
Yep.
So I'm sure they're very competitive, and they're coming up.
They are. The application deadline is April 8th for youth orchestra auditions, and you can find more information about them on our website. It's stlsymphony.org/youthorchestra.
And what kind of people are you looking for? What kind of – do they have to have a certain sort of background? What should a young person think about before they audition for you?
That's a really good question. We're looking for students who are dedicated to their music. I would say probably 99% of our students take private lessons on a regular basis. They're playing in the top ensembles in their school. We draw a lot of musicians from the all-state groups and the district honor bands and students that are just looking to be more engaged in music and to really continue to study.
Steve Jarvie conducts the St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra, featuring our guest today, Grant Rue, playing Elgar's Cello Concerto. That's going to be Sunday, 3 p.m. at Powell Hall. If you'd like more information, please go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the symphony's website, and you can find out all the details about that. One final question for you, Grant. I'm not going to try to pin you down on the college or your major or any of those other things I already tried to. But sitting here today, you have a dream. So what's your long-term dream?
What is my long-term dream? I don't know. I'm not exactly sure yet, you know. I always want to continue to play the cello. It's a huge part of my life. I love doing it, and I really want to keep on doing that for the rest of my life.
So you could become a professional chess player that just plays cello on the side.
Yeah,
that's
very
possible.
Possibly, yeah.
I respect that. Well, Grant, continued success. Grant Rue, thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Jessica Ingraham of the St. Louis Symphony Youth Orchestra, thank you for being here, too.
Thank you, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, Impressionist France. This is St. Louis Public Radio.